Wake up with PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
It's time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios, who didn't even know today was Melbourne Cup Day. She's at thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. So given I alerted you yesterday to the fact that today is Melbourne Cup Day, I guess you've got some good tips for us.
Yeah, stay away.
You're not the only person who said that to me this morning.
I think it's become a cool thing to hate on the Melbourne Cup because, you know, people think it's not cool. But I also have always hated the Melbourne Cup, so I've always been cool.
So hate's a very strong word. I use the word dislike because there are very few things in my life that I actually hate. Is there any reason that you're hating on the Melbourne Cup?
Well, I have never liked horse racing, just generally. Not into it. But also, I think the whole day is a bit embarrassing.
Right. Yeah. Well, as far as humanity is concerned, it's like, for me, the Melbourne Cup is like schoolies for adults.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you always see people being dragged off the lawn drunk with their shoes off.
Yeah, and riding wheelie bins and falling inside of wheelie bins. And
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get away from the Melbourne Cup and talk about the word vax. Oxford English Dictionary has chosen that as the word of the year, really?
Yes. So Oxford Languages track the rise and fall of vaccine vocabulary. So this has been happening over the past 12 months. And they found that in September of this year, the usage of the word vax, so a shortened version of vaccination, was up more than 72 times from its level last year. So in the past, you know, looking at the past two periods of how we've gone through COVID, the word vax has become a lot more popular this year as opposed to last year. So it's used in a variety of ways. It's used to describe those against vaccines, such as anti-vax or anti-vaxxers, more than it is used to describe a vaccine generally.
Oh, there you go. I'm glad I know that now. School is in, so school is out now. Coffee, I'm a lover of it. Are you?
I love coffee.
Coffee is great, but it's getting more expensive due to the bad weather in Brazil. They had a nasty frost, the worst, as a matter of fact, in decades, which is resulting in a pricier latte. But Alex Chelios, it's only for certain cafes. What's going on here?
So it's really interesting because it really depends on how you buy your coffee. So if you're a Starbucks, for example, you can buy a large amount of coffee a year in advance of its use. So so there was an argument that was to be made that Starbucks as a company shouldn't really be going up and down or surging that much, but it still has. It's the smaller players, it's the small cafes who don't have the resources to purchase bulk coffee at the beginning of the year or prior to this period. So, you know, a lot of coffee does come from Brazil, I mean, but it only accounts actually for 40% of the world output in terms of coffee, but it has impacted, you know, how people have been able to purchase. So it's gone up by about 14% to 30%, and it's the highest since October 2014.
That's crazy. I would have thought that cafes would buy their coffee in bulk, but never a year in advance.
But from a cash flow perspective, it's not really possible, whereas for a bigger, large coffee chain, it is.
Yeah, I get that. To wrap up our Shoot the Breeze segment for this Tuesday, Melbourne Cup Day, just a reminder, Squid Game, very, very popular on Netflix. I've binge-watched the whole lot. Have you had a look at all?
Yes, I watched it. It's fantastic.
I loved it. Absolutely love it. What we're not loving, though, there are two Squid Game cryptocurrency scams happening. What are the details, Alex?
So this is a really big issue. Basically, it's a cryptocurrency called Squid. A lot of people believe that it's associated with the show. It's not. It jumped in value from 0.01% a week ago to nearly $8 over the past couple of days. And in the 24 hours over the weekend, it went up 267%. Now, people were putting a lot of money into this crypto, believing that it was legitimate. The problem is a lot of people were trying to sell their tokens on a website called PancakeSwap, which is where you can actually cash out, and they weren't able to. And that's what triggered some concerns. And as of this morning, that crypto has now been deleted, and the people who created it have disappeared with the money.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so, you can't even assume to know how much money they would have got away with.
It was a few million dollars, so it's a large amount of money, but not the biggest crypto You know, it was around $2.1 million.
Still.
And the token crashed, and then they disappeared. So CoinMarketCap, which is a cryptocurrency price tracking website, had warned people a few days prior around the cryptocurrency's fraudulent nature because it had come out of nowhere. But a lot of people excitedly put a lot of their money into it, unfortunately. And it had a bit, you know, just, you know, eating off that whole cultural phenomena. But that, unfortunately, was a scam.
Is that, Alex, I don't know whether you can answer this or not, but if someone scams you, like the bank will investigate, and if they find out you've been, you know, corruptly hard done by, they'll give you your money back. Is that something that can happen in this particular instance or not?
My understanding is it's really buyer beware. And, you know, you're not working within an ecosystem where there's a banking structure there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is more difficult. And that's why when you come after, you know, you go into a token buy and you go for a cryptocurrency, go for the ones that are well known and that have maintained some legitimacy, as opposed to these new exciting ones that pop up where you don't really know who the creator is.
Yeah. Or a bit like my thoughts on the Melbourne Cup, keep your money in your back pocket.
Yeah, but, you know, some people use this as an investment opportunity. It's legitimate for some people.
Yeah, yeah. But
if we go down the path of known and value, like valid pathways, as opposed to, you know, a random cryptocurrency that sounds cute because you love a show on Netflix.
Yeah, I'll just steer clear of the crypto, I'm afraid. Alex Chelios, always wonderful to catch up. Have a great day up there in Sydney, and we'll shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you so much.